are signed, and we went, I zoning secretary also, but we went through a big deal about, you know, how long, you know, how signs could be lit and how long lights could be on. And
here or just in the town?
Just in the township in general. I mean, people were real concerned with, you know, we don't want the lights on.
So you're zoning secretary for the township of Vienna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, people were, because we don't want the lights keeping us up, and now they can just come in and do whatever they want.
But again, you've gotten used to some of the, like, noise, the visual and audio components of them being your neighbor. What you're not yet used to is just the fact that they are your neighbor, and secondly, the things that you don't know about, that you think, that you not think, but that based on the track record of this kind of operation tend to occur, whether it's spills or contain, you know, secondary containment or casing failure. That those are the things that you're worried about.
And you know, I tend to be a one day at a time person, because I'm like, there's no use fretting too far ahead.
Right,
you can only take one day at a time.
Sure.
But I mean, it's always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, there's just nothing I can really do about it right now. So, I mean, keep up on what's happening, keep fighting it where I can.
But you've had, I mean, this is, you know, you lead your daily life. You have a husband and a kid, and he's going to high school and all that stuff. And now we all have stresses. I mean, I have a four-month-old, and my life seems extremely stressful right now. But I can't imagine layering this on top of it. It sounds like this is, like you just said, it's always in the back of your mind. So that's just another thing that you have to think about every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What would you say, to people? I talk a lot to folks in Kansas, Nebraska, where they're considering injection well proposals by the dozens. What would you say to people in Kansas that might have one of these move into them? Like, what would you say, you know, buyer beware? What would your comment be to those people if they called you and they say, hey, Michelle, listen, you know, so-and-so resources is considering they want to put in 5 injection wells next to my house or right around the corner. What are your thoughts on that? What would you say to them?
No. If you have any, say, no, don't do it.
Right.
What
questions would you suggest they ask at open hearings or their state reps? Like, what would they be inclined? What would be the thing? I've always thought that, like, the 24-hour traffic is a big deal that no one talks about.
Well, the biggest thing, because I guess that's the only thing that actually ODNR will pay attention to, is traffic concerns. So, you know, I usually do stress that much. And not just so much, you know, the noise is going to bother me, but, you know, again, you know, this is a main thoroughfare. You know, what happens if there's an accident? Are your emergency services prepared to deal with it? I'm sure ours
are not.
It aren't, because I've spoken to our fire chief.
And what do they say?
He says, well, I can't tell you exactly, because he kind of said, bend over and kiss your...
right.
But no, he says, truthfully, no, we're a tiny fire department. We don't have the equipment or anything to deal with that. He says, you know, luckily we do have the airport, you know, does have a fantastic fire emergency department. But he said, it's still, he's not sure, you know, what the cost would be if something exploded, caught on fire, spilled.
Right.
Yeah, we're really not prepared to handle that.
Right. And then you just don't know if something spills, what's in that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. You know,
emergency
exactly
services walking
with.
Into a big unknown pile of, or, you know.
And that, you know, and that's the other thing, you know, when there's a spill, if it's just Brian and there's nothing to worry about, why is hazmat showing up and, you know, containing their spill and, you know, putting up all their... It looks like giant paper towels all over the place, but you know, that makes you nervous.
Right.
I think the other thing I really see, you know, focus a lot on, you know, health and safety concerns of the community. just like I said, you know, what is it doing to the air? What is it doing to the water? What is it doing to the soil? I focus on, you know, what's going to do the economy of the area? Because that always hits everybody. You know, when I spoke to the airport, the Port Authority that runs the airport, I'm like, you really think this is good for business at the air? We think, you know, who wants to come here to that?
Right.
You know, the dangers of earthquakes. You know, what would that do to their runway?
I know, exactly.
Tower.
Right.
So I try to talk about areas where it'll hit people.
Right.
Not just the, oh, look, she's boo-hooing again. But you know what? This is hitting you, too.
Real estate value.
Mm-hmm. Real. I was going to say, I don't know if you've met Jonathan Ull.
No.
He's a real estate agent for Bergen. He likes to, he's very loud about what it does to property values because he's having a hard time selling homes in the area.
Jonathan Ull.
Yeah. I believe it's Bergen that he works for.
Okay.
He's a character to talk to.
And he can't get, because he makes a commission, so he can't sell these homes.
But yeah, I mean, that's his business, and he's having, it's hurting him.
But the question is where was Jonathan Alp at all? Where were all these people when that legal notice came out, when you started to make a big, I mean, when, I guess my question is the cynic in me says, you are the person that, you know, shined a light on this. And then all of a sudden, I wonder if he wasn't a real estate agent, would he be concerned about it? But I guess what I'm asking is you know, the person like you, yeah, you deserve to be heard. But some of these people, the only reason they're getting into it is because it hit them right where it hurts, right?
And I mean, that's something that I guess has gotten on my nerves.
Right. Is that people don't until it hits them.
I was the only person saying anything, especially to start with. But even like my husband has the attitude, it won't do any good if you say anything anyhow.
Right.
So you've got some of that. Right. You've got people that are scared to speak up against them. Speaking up, I came across flack from the Cleese family to a man that used to work over at the well. The story from him is he quit, and then there's also a story that says he got fired, but he used to give me all kinds of grief. I mean, from standing there telling me that if I don't like it, I can move. To actually one night, he saw me out. I think I'd just come home from a meeting. He pulled in my driveway, and it was, you know, friendly as anything, but friendly threatening, you know, I mean, not enough to go to the file.
But you could read between the lines.
Yeah. And for him to have the nerve to pull into my.
Yeah. That's a violation.
Drive. Yeah. And cause he knows I don't want him, you know, new.
Right.
And he was trying to be intimidating and people, that scares people.
Yeah.
Now, luckily I have the police, they've been very supportive. They're always just like, anything, because you call us, you know, we'll be right there.
Right.
You know, they just keep to make sure you don't do anything wrong and you're good.
So, right.
Which I always joke, right, because we have a couple, like around 4th of July, we were shooting off our bottle rockets and stuff, and, you know, our friends, you know, Joker, oh, you should have just aimed it, right?
Oh, right.
I'm like, you think if something like that happened over there, that I wouldn't be the first one they looked at?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to behave myself. So.
Yeah, right. And let the professionals.
Yeah. But no, I mean, that's the other thing. Approach everything within the, you know, let them be the ones that do something wrong. Because you're not going to look good. You know, if you're breaking the rules yourself.
Right.
Because they have more money and power.